The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2600 megabytes per second. The Envoy Pro EX is a powerhouse, inside and out. Learn more about the OWC Envoy Pro EX at OWCDigital.com.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow on this Memorial Day weekend. That's, of course, observed on the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in our U.S. military. We, of course, thank them, remember them, and thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. It's the weekend of May 25th, 2018. As the announcer dude said, I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And I'm Eddie Palermo.
Yes, new voice. So if you missed him last hour, Eddie has joined the team to share with us on the air some tech news and commentary in this segment. And addressing your concerns, we want to solve your digital dilemmas. For 23 years, that's what Into Tomorrow has been all about. Anytime you've got a question about consumer tech, any sort of technology that's confusing to you, or you've got a question, a comment, help for another listener, whatever, we want to hear from you. And stay tuned, because we're going to share with you some more cool prizes, all leading up to our annual big summer giveaway. You don't want to miss those cool things. And we've got stuff already in-house that's worth $600, $700, $800 that we're giving away.
No, I tried to quit so that I could then call in and qualify for a prize, but you wouldn't let me.
That's right. Wouldn't accept his resignation, because it doesn't work that way. If you quit, you have to be quitted for like 90 days at least before you could call in and win something.
Yeah,
that's network policy. What can I say? And see, and now Eddie's with us, so he doesn't qualify to win stuff either. So he's just here to help you, our audience, win some of these cool things. He is working, however, with Israel as part of the prize team, sending these things out. So be nice to Eddie. You might get something cool. And all you need to do, no promises, no guarantees, is mention one or two of the items that we'll be sharing with you shortly. If you'd like to receive that, we'll do our best to get it to you. However, first segment, if you will, of every hours Into Tomorrow is tech news and commentary, so we are doing just that. Did you happen to see the 60 Minutes piece last Sunday about Google? They once again asked if Google is a monopoly. The allegations that Google abuses its dominant positions in search, search ads, and more are nothing new, but they come as big tech has been facing some major backlashes. I'm wondering what our audience thinks. Do you think they're a monopoly? 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. And if you think they are a monopoly, does it matter to you? Because especially now, you do a Google search, and sometimes businesses that absolutely deserve your business don't show up until page 3 or 4 or 20. All the people who spend money and buy ads are always at the top. I don't know about you guys, but I never click on those. I don't want to give them the satisfaction. I'll scroll down to a regular search result, and then I'll click on one of those companies or products or something. And I think if more and more of us do that, maybe Google will say, all right, well, we're still not going to lose money, but let's change up our algorithms a little bit. We shall see.
They could stand to lose a little bit of money.
Yeah, they could. Actually, why don't they just share it with us?
Yeah,
they should. I think that would be awesome. Yeah. Into Tomorrow, brought to you by Google. Fine, we'll do that. Everybody has a price. But no, they won't do that.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So this has been a fairly momentous month for Nikola Motors. On May 1st, Nikola filed a patent infringement lawsuit against Tesla Motors. And 2 days later, on May 3rd, Anheuser-Busch announced an order for 800 of Nikola's hydrogen fuel cell trucks.
Whoa.
In a lawsuit filed against Tesla in U.S. court in Arizona, Nikola asks for $2 billion in damages, claiming Tesla infringed on three of Nikola's patents. The patents cover design elements of the Nikola One fuel cell-powered truck. According to the suit, published images of the Tesla Semi have similar designs as those Nikola protected with patents.
Now,
Nikola alleges to have lost sales to the tune of $2 billion in future truck orders due to Tesla's alleged patent infringements.
No wonder they're asking for $2 billion.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, of course, what makes things a lot more confusing is that both of these companies are named after the same person, which is, you know, the person that's widely believed to be the father of electricity, Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
So that, of course, makes everything really confusing.
Yeah, exactly. But, Your Honor, I didn't mean that one. No, I meant this one.
And yeah.
Wow.
So his first name is suing his last name.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that case because obviously we'll report back on the outcome and as things progress in that case. But wow. And Budweiser ordered a whole bunch of their 800 trucks.
800 of their trucks.
800 of them. Which they'll probably make their $2 billion right
there. Sure.
Wow. You don't have an electric car?
I do not.
No. And neither do any of us. So, eh. Look, I'm just holding out to be able to fly. I don't mean a flying car. I mean me being able to fly. I think that will be. That's what I'm going to hold out for.
Uh-huh.
More Best Buy bad news. Their Gamers Club Unlocked program. No longer accepting new members, but they claim current members can continue receiving benefits until their memberships expire. Well, very good, so don't get your hopes up. The news is based on a memo from the company that states, for a variety of reasons, we have decided that our Gamers Club programs will not be accepting new members. For a variety of reasons. This includes both the free Gamers Club membership and Gamers Club Unlocked. So if you're a gamer and you've been in their club for Best Buy, don't bother. Either get out now while the getting out's good, or don't expect that they're going to renew when your membership expires.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you know when you expire.
When I expire. Oh, boy.
that gave you a lot of dead air while you were thinking about that.
I don't know if I would want to know when I expire.
Well, when your game membership expires.
Oh, well, it's probably already expired. I've never had one.
You don't play. Are you a gamer, Eddie?
I am not a gamer.
Okay. So, not us either. Well, Chris likes to play Wasted Time games on his phone.
I play Angry Birds 2 and Words with Friends. That's the extent of my gaming.
And you what?
No, it's called a time burner.
Time burner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he does it at work.
No, it's my give me something to do while I'm in the bathroom
place.
Kind of thing.
Don't encourage him. That's not the best place. But yeah, actually, when you're at home with nothing to do is what you do. Or when you're in a car waiting for somebody. Yeah. Not driving, but parked.
Right.
And just, yeah.
Not always.
Oh, God.
The Marshall Islands made its own cryptocurrency, doing away with the U.S. dollar. The government has signed the change into law, making the sovereign its new official cryptocurrency. The Marshall Islands population is only 53,000 people, so the change doesn't affect many. But it is significant for citizens of the islands because banks and credit card companies will need to begin accepting it. With the recent change, U.S. dollars are still likely to be accepted on the Marshall Islands. The sovereign will just be considered the nation's official legal tender. Back in February, Venezuela launched its own oil-backed cryptocurrency called the Petro, but it hasn't completely removed the fiat bolivar from circulation. Venezuela is also under U.S. sanctions, and President Donald Trump actually issued an executive order banning anyone in the U.S. or U.S. territories from investing in Petro.
Yeah, especially with their nonsense elections and so forth, and all the, and their, unfortunately, there are people starving and so forth. Please.
But you know, unless I'm mistaken, I guess this is the first, you know, the first like, sovereign nation that has made a cryptocurrency now their official currency of the...
That's interesting. I wonder, though, how that's going to compare with the U.S. dollar that they're getting rid of. Mm-hmm. And whether or not people will be able to trade appropriately, or if it's going to cost them more in cryptocurrency, you know, trying to compare it to the dollar. So we should keep an eye on that and see how that works out for them. I hope it works out well for them, for the 53,000 people having to deal with it.
You know, I've always sort of ignored this cryptocurrency, figured it's kind of one of those fads that's going to go. But I guess if nations are now accepting it as their official form of currency, I guess I should pay attention to it a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a small nation. It's a very tiny nation. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if France or the UK decides it's going to be cryptocurrency, we better pay attention. But other than that, you know, I don't see it as being much of an issue.
Yeah.
They might be the only country doing that.
Maybe.
Them and Luxembourg, maybe. I don't know. You got something for us, Eddie?
Google Home has received an update that allows the devices to communicate via touchtone signals for users in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada. The devices have been capable of making calls since last summer, allowing users to control the phone call option using your voice.
Now that's cool, because now if they can deal with touch tones, which is DTMF, dual tone multi-frequency. Ooh, taught you something new there.
Cool.
I know you knew that because 100 years ago we were all in the phone business. But now they're actually upgrading things and you're able to just make calls by telling Google to call somebody. And I think
Dave Graveline.
There you go. And what number would they call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
There you go. See, Google pays attention.
You're listening to INTO Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
Oh, thank you.
And remember, we talked a few weeks ago on the show about the phone calls that Google can now make and the Google Assistant. And we played the audio of them like making the dinner reservation where it sounded like it was a real person making the phone call.
Yeah, but there have been some controversy since then. A couple of tech reporters have looked into it and said that, you know, while they expected a little editing for time, it may not have been quite what they presented. And it's like, oh, well, that's depressing because everybody, even non-tech media, talking about it. And they said that, you know, it's not quite fine-tuned that well yet. People were questioning that when they called a hair salon, there were not hair salon sounds in the background. What would that be? The sound of hairspray? or a hair dryer? What are hair salon sounds?
After covering enough of these things, I could have told you that they would have been edited. Otherwise, they would have done the call live instead
of course.
Just presenting a playback of the call.
Yeah, I know. That had to make people wonder, too. Well, why don't you do a live demo? Well, because live demos rarely work.
Then you run into the Microsoft at CES debacle where they get a big blue screen of death as they're trying to show things.
Boy, Eddie, over the years at CES, you should have seen this. We attended a whole bunch, 20 some odd keynotes, and many of them were done by Bill Gates himself, and nothing ever worked. It was the constant Bill Gates kiss of death. He would be demoing something new for Microsoft, and it would be the blue screen of death would come up on there. That would be it. And then people at Microsoft were being fired instantly when that happened. But still, it was like we started going to his keynotes more and more because we wanted to see what didn't work this time that everybody would be talking about. But so that likely could have been the situation at the Google I.O. conference when they were demoing some pretty cool tech. There's no question about it. And even if it half worked that way, it's showing what the artificial intelligence can do in conversing with somebody, in this case to set a hair appointment or to make a restaurant reservation, but some have become a little more skeptical. And I don't think, and Google didn't say it was partly faked or partly a demo, whatever. They just said, no, it is what it is. Matt in Tyler, Texas, listens on 97.5 FM KTBB. Hello, Matt. Welcome into Tomorrow.
We have a lot of digital music on an iMac that we purchased in 2006 that is no longer being used, and we're having trouble transferring it or using it on another device that's more current. We actually have a set of backup CDs, but they don't seem to work. How can we go back and get all that music that we had on that iMac that we bought primarily from iTunes or loaded it from CDs that we had purchased? How do we get that onto a modern device so we can go back to listening to that music?
Well, Matt, it's a good question. I'm glad you asked it, too, because the music you bought on iTunes is likely downloadable by any device that can access iTunes. Now, that means a phone or a modern computer, even an Apple TV can play it for you. But you mentioned that some of it came from CDs, too. So we'll give you a more generic solution, especially for that purpose. Assuming your old iMac still works, you can get it and upload it to a myriad of services that will let you play it on other devices. Amazon, for example, recently discontinued their music storage services, but other services like Google Music will let you store plenty of music for free. Assuming you have 50,000 or less songs, I'm guessing, Google won't charge you to keep your music on their servers, and you can stream them and download them into most modern devices. Now, if you're no fan of Google, iCloud will allow you to store up to 20 gigabytes worth of music for free and play it back, of course.
Then there are the paid services on top of that. We'll skip over the ones that offer storage because do you really have a library of more than 50,000 songs?
You might, but probably not.
Yeah. You probably don't need the paid storage ones, but services like Amazon Music Unlimited, Apple Music, and Google Music will charge you a monthly fee that is usually in the neighborhood of $10 and let you stream just about any song ever recorded on just about any device. If you're willing to pay, you can recover your collection and much more.
If you just want to move those files to a newer computer, just a phone or similar mobile device, you can just plug in an external storage device and copy them onto a new computer that way.
True.
That'll cost you the price of a flash drive. which by now should be close to nothing.
Yeah, good point. If you just use a flash drive, it's easy to do. It's very inexpensive, if at all. You probably have a few laying around, and that might solve your problem. So, Matt, let us know what works best for you, because we'll share that knowledge with the rest of our audience as well. And meantime, we'll meet you and everyone else at intotomorrow.com.
In today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Wearable technology certainly beginning to take the fashion industry by storm as well, but is it sustainable? I'm Dave Graveline, the Into Tomorrow team, and I want to know what you think. Would you spend more to be fashionable with wearable tech? 800-899-INTO. And we certainly want to hear from you. Erasmo in the control room, H. Busy in New York working with us.
Eddie Palermo here.
In the studio is along with
Chris Graveline. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Carlos Angulo. He's the director of product marketing for TV with Vizio. They provide high-performance TVs, soundbars, and speakers.
Yes, they do. We have some pretty cool discussions about what HDR is and means and other high-def and 4K, and we talk about a lot of cool things. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, and I don't want to say too much about them because they don't spend money on the show and we'd like them to advertise, but
yeah.
I've been using Vizios for years, and that's still the TVs of choice in my house.
Well, any more than that, we'd have to charge them
exactly.
A commercial.
Yeah.
Gotcha. People still don't back up their data, if you can believe it. Ken Higgins with OWC offers a simple rule to help protect your valuable data. Listen up.
Thanks, Dave. World Backup Day was March 31st, but even with the annual reminder, millions of people simply don't back up their data. A proper backup plan ensures triple redundancy of your data, so if one fails, you still have two copies. Following the expert-recommended 3-2-1 rule gives you a primary copy of your data on a local backup drive connected via software such as Apple's Time Machine, a second copy on a separate external hard drive, and a third copy that's either physically off-site or in the cloud. This simple 3-2-1 formula will keep your crucial data safe in the event of a disaster, or maybe two. And now, back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Ken. Be sure to visit OWCDigital.com for even more information. And stay tuned, as every week, Ken joins us with some great digital tips. You don't want to miss that here on Into Tomorrow. Joe in Durham, North Carolina, listens on WPTF 680 AM. Hello, Joe. Welcome Into Tomorrow.
I subscribe to Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix. Yet, so far, I've not seen three movies on any of these services. Yet that I know that they are playing on networks such as HBO and Showtime. The movies are The Great Wall, Life, and Kong of Skull Island. I don't know why they haven't shown up on the three pay services which I have.
Well, Joe, those movies haven't shown up on any of the streaming services you have because they just don't have the license to play the content. Content owners and streaming services negotiate contracts to stream movies and music. When those contracts expire, they negotiate new ones. They lose some shows, movies, and albums and gain others. Streaming platforms are not equal to each other. Different ones typically have different content.
Yeah, and this is why places like services like Netflix every month have shows and movies that go off their service and new ones that come on. They tend to rotate because they get licenses for certain months. Now, if you want to wait around long enough, they may or may not make it to the streaming services that you already have. If you don't want to wait, you can rent them from another service like Google Movies or iTunes, or pay for an HBO Now or Showtime Anytime subscription.
Yeah, and even those don't have them available forever. They typically almost always negotiate a period of time, might be 6 months, a year, might be 2 or 3 years, for people to get on-demand things, but not forever, because nobody wants to pay an enormous amount of money for the rights to show certain movies or any other kind of content forever.
Yeah, and I learned the hard way, too, to always check all your streaming services before you do these, because back before I got rid of my Comcast, I wanted to get my son into the Indiana Jones movies. Mm-hmm. So we spent a weekend, and I rented on-demand all of the Indiana Jones movies, and we watched them all. The next day, I saw that I had them all for free with my Amazon Prime membership.
Oh, no.
I didn't have to spend that money.
And you paid on-demand
I
rates.
I paid like $4.99 each for these four movies and could have watched them all for free.
And he didn't even invite me or you. Go figure. But, wow, I would have brought the popcorn even. Indiana Jones movies are cool. But, yeah, that's bad. You should, again, great tip there. Check your services first because some will just have the rights for you to watch them at no extra charge, case in point.
Yeah, because I'm a lot like Joe. I've got Hulu and Amazon Prime, and I have Showtime Anytime, and so I now have to check all these services so that I don't have to pay extra to rent something.
Well, see, a lesson learned, by all means, sometimes the hard way. But, Joe, I hope we've been of some help to you, and, of course, you can get all of our show notes. Anyone can get additional info by visiting us at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for the weekend of May 25th, 2018.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of the show via our website at intotomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow apps.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662 6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
We're now in our 23rd year covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all kinds of things available today and into tomorrow. Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. You know, you make the show. Your calls, not just because of our huge annual big cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway that's starting very shortly, but because we want to hear from you. We want to answer your digital dilemmas, solve the questions, the problems, the concerns that you might have involving anything with technology. And you make the show. Maybe you just want to share with us your favorite app these days, or you've got some tech rage you want to get off your chest. Don't worry, we'll bleep you. Just share with us, whatever the case, and call us anytime. Use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, or it's the old-fashioned way, but it still works the best. Call us anytime, 24/7, toll-free, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, anytime at your convenience, and we'll get you on the next show and address your concerns. Our next guest joins us from a company that for many years has been providing TVs, soundbars, speakers, all kinds of cool products. The director of product marketing for the TV group with Vizio is Carlos Angulo. Carlos, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. TV has been growing so dramatically the last few years, and of course, you guys at Vizio are always at the head of new tech and providing the coolest, greatest new things. So, tell me first a little bit about what you guys are working on with Vizio these days, and then let's get into some of the specifics about some cool new stuff.
Yeah, so it absolutely is an exciting time for the TV category in general. I mean, there's just so much to take in, and year over year, the improvements are drastic. So for Vizio, we just launched our 2018 TV product line. Now it's about 3 weeks ago. The key focus has continued to be improve our picture quality and continue to put a best-in-class smart TV platform out there.
Very cool.
Those are two key areas that we're continuing to improve year over year, and it's no different this year.
Well, and we get a lot of questions, of course, to this day, every week on the show about such things as, you know, do I really need 4K? As you know, tell me the differences between the different HD TVs. What is HDR, for example, and why does that make a difference? So let's start with that one for those listening that hear terms like HDR bantered about. What is it, and is it something we need to look for?
Yeah, so while pixel density continues to improve over time, and we went from HD to full HD and going from 2 million pixels or a million pixels to 2 million, and now with 4K, you're looking at 8 million pixels in every frame, and you're able to get more detail, you're not necessarily enhancing its brightness performance or its contrast or its color, and that's where high dynamic range comes into the picture, where high dynamic range really helps create the trifecta of improvements, right, where you're getting all the detail that you need out of 4K, but with high dynamic range, it expands that contrast range, allowing you to take in more black detail content, and then at the same time, allowing you to see more detail in the highlights.
So a high dynamic range, of course, has a lot to do with just improving overall the picture, the images that we're seeing. And is that only for 4K, or is that for even standard HDTVs, HDR?
Well, because of these specifications around high dynamic range, it improves your entire viewing experience, whether you're watching SDR, HD, or 4K. But for the most part, you are seeing high dynamic range as a feature in 4K sets.
Mm. And that's one of the selling points these days that folks are seeing. Okay, it's kind of a buzzword, but is it something I should be paying attention to? Clearly it is, Carlos, because you're talking about how it does improve the image overall.
Yeah, absolutely. So with 4K, at a certain point, if you're standing about, let's say, 10 to 12 feet away, you can no longer... the eyes can no longer discern the difference between a 4K picture or a great 1080p picture, where high dynamic range, you can actually see a difference. If you're looking at a side-by-side of a 4K in standard dynamic range and a 4K picture in high dynamic range, you can actually see the intensity levels within either the spectral highlights in a picture, or you're able to actually see more detail within the shadows, right? So there's quite a bit there that it makes it easier for the eyes to actually discern the difference and the improvements versus what you can only see if a TV is only a 4K TV.
So even at a distance, even if the TV is farther away from you, you're able to pick up those differences.
That is correct.
Gotcha. Now, another buzzword or series of buzzwords we hear about TVs these days are full array local dimming. Okay, that sounds cool. But for the average consumer, what does that mean?
Yeah, so once you start talking about high dynamic range, there's different ways of implementing HDR. And what you'll see is that most sets today that are 4K actually speak the HDR language. But just because a TV speaks HDR, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting the full benefit of high dynamic range. And going back to the idea that high dynamic range expands the contrast, so you're able to see more details in highlights and shadows, full array local dimming is really the engine. And with Vizio, it is a technology that we first introduced 10 years ago, and we completely went full array 6 years ago all across our entire product line. And year over year, we continue to work to refine our backlight performance. But the idea there is that there's really two types of solutions. There's edge-lit backlighting and there's full-array backlighting. Edge-lit has and places the LEDs along the edge of the screen, and it uses a light guide to drive the light from the edge towards the center, where full-array drops and distributes LEDs across the entire backlight. And what Vizio has been able to do is, using local dimming technology, it has been able to intelligently map the backlight to the content on screen. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what you end up seeing is that where the backlight detects maybe a darker zone or a darker area within the image, it'll dim that backlight down. And wherever it detects a bright area, let's say a sun, it'll intensify the backlight brightness behind that area. Ultimately, with that intelligence in the backlight, you're able to actually expand that contrast range even farther. So you're optimizing the high dynamic range performance in every TV set.
I think it speaks highly of any particular technology when a company such as yours decides that all of your displays are going to utilize, in this case, this full array local dimming, that you really believe in this particular tech.
Yeah, no, it is a product team design decision that was made a few years ago, as I mentioned, and it has been one that has really paid off in terms of just being able to stick to the Vizio model of offering the best picture at the best price point. And full array is really seen as a premium technology, but what our product team did is that they actually designed the entire full array backlight from the ground up in a way that they can implement this technology into every one of our sets. So everything from our most entry-level set to our step-up line to our most premium line, where typically in the marketplace you're only seeing that backlight technology in the most premium sets.
Let's talk a little bit, Carlos, about smart TVs as well, because when they first came out, it'd be, wow, you have to have a smart TV because your dumb TV just isn't going to do it. And then a lot of people realized with additional things, you know, from Roku sticks and Fire sticks and all the different sticks and Chromecasts and whatnot, you didn't really need a smart TV, because if you had these other devices, they sort of made your TV smart. But what is your definition these days as a pro in the business of a smart TV, and why should we look for that, or should we be concerned about making sure our next one is smart?
Yeah, so picture quality is king, and consumers continue to purchase a TV based on the best picture that they see on screen. But smart is really the most exciting development that there is within the TV space, because as we consume content differently and as behaviors change, where mobile content consumption is becoming a bigger play, the televisions just play a bigger role. So what you're seeing now is that most TV sets are smart. They have built-in Wi-Fi. For Vizio, every one of our 2018 models is a smart TV. And what we've done is, over the last 2 years, have really helped to develop our Vizio SmartCast platform to really make it a smart TV platform for all. And understanding that there's different content behaviors, where you have a set of customers that may be your everyday smart TV user that all they want is easy access to Netflix, where you have your consumer who may be deeply integrated with their mobile device, and they consume as much content on their mobile screen as they do on the big screen. And we've created a deep integration with Chromecast built in that allows that user to naturally make the big screen an extension of what they have on their mobile device. And now we've even introduced voice control with Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa support.
And in fact, Carlos, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind holding on a couple of minutes, let us pay a couple of bills. I want to hold you over. It's very rare we do this, but you're fun to talk to. There's so many things to talk about that I want to get back and talk about some of those things, voice control and built-in apps and over the air and the fact that a lot of people are cutting cords these days. So let's do that. But first, we'll do this and come right back as Into Tomorrow continues.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're talking with the Director of Product Marketing for TV for Vizio, Carlos Angulo. And Carlos, you were chatting with us right before the break about things like voice control. We've gotten so into that with our phones, with Siri and Google and with Alexa and with Google Home and Bixby and just so many things now where we can just tell our devices to do something. It's becoming more and more interesting for folks to say, well, why can't I do that with everything else like my TV? So let's talk about voice control with TVs. It's more than just change the channel, right?
Yeah, so voice assistants have really, over the last few months, and maybe let's kind of say 12 months, just from where it began to where it is now, where one out of five homes actually has a smart voice assistant device like Alexa or a Google Home. And the idea here is that if your TV is going to be the center of your entertainment piece, then why not use something as simple as Alexa or Google Assistant, which is already in many homes out there, and instead of creating a proprietary voice control solution, use the major ecosystems out there to control your TV. So now what you can do is with Google Assistant, for example, while your TV's off, I can say, hey, Google, play House of Cards from Netflix to my living room TV, and it'll actually turn on my TV directly into Netflix, directly into the content that I've asked it for.
Now, that's pretty cool. But do you need, like, smart home hubs first in order to do that, something else in between? Or is the TV actually taking the command now from Google Home or Alexa?
So what's great about it is that it's all dependent on your home Wi-Fi, right? So as long as all the devices are connected to your home Wi-Fi, then they somewhat self-discover themselves, and you can really use it to turn on your TV, to stream content from Netflix, stream content from YouTube, change the volume, change the input. And Google, for example, they've taken it a step further where you can actually use the screen for other things than just streaming. I can say, hey, show me the weather, and it'll show an overlay of what the five-day weather outlook appears to be.
Well, and we've got, I'm actually staring at a Vizio TV right here in our talk studio that it's probably an older one because we've had it in here working beautifully for years, but I'll bet it can't quite do that. So you're a dumb TV. You're dumb. Yeah, it didn't respond. I guess I didn't hurt its feelings. But those are the cool technologies that, again, more and more folks are saying, that's awesome. Why shouldn't I be able to do that? And the fact that you can do so many additional things makes it even more convenient. I mean, now your smart TV is a whole lot smarter than it used to be, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it absolutely is one of those things, especially with the voice control, where if you don't have it, you really don't know what you're missing out on, right? But once you do have a voice assistant in your home, the convenience of it is just amazing. You actually can't remember what and how you used to engage with the entertainment devices without it. And I know it sounds really simple, but even something as just someone's knocking on the door and I say, hey, Google, pause my living room TV, and it'll just stop it, right? And without having to fumble and look for the remote. So it's pretty exciting. And actually, just to touch on one point that you made with your TV that's right in front of you, I do want to point out that while our SmartCast TVs don't necessarily, and updates that we push out to Vizio SmartCast don't necessarily get pushed out to our legacy smart TV platform, for any customer that has purchased a Vizio SmartCast TV, even from the very first set back in 2016 when these features were not available, we are pushing these features out. So our architecture is completely cloud-based, and we are continuing to push these updates out to existing users. So our TVs are getting smarter out in the field. So for customers that did buy a TV in 2016 because it had Chromecast built in, now they have an intuitive big screen app experience. Now they have support for Alexa. Now they have support for Assistant and more and more.
Kudos to you guys, Carlos, at Vizio. I'll bet the cable and satellite companies must hate you, and I love it. I think that's a great thing that you guys are doing. Keep up the good work. Of course, we invite our audience to visit Vizio, VIZIO.com for more. You'll see what Carlos and his team are up to currently and then some. Stay tuned. We'll get you there as well when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Carlos, we've got to have you back on again soon. There's still so many things we didn't talk about, and you're fun to have on and chat with. Let's make sure we talk again soon.
Dave, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Happy to come back.
Good. Vizio.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112. 9112.
What's your second screen? Your tablet, your smartphone, maybe your laptop, or is your second screen now your TV? Depending on your watching habits. Oh, good question, perhaps. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Eddie Palermo.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. For more information, visit Dexcom.com.
Pat in Harrington, Delaware, listens on 105.9 WXDE. Hello, Pat.
We are moving part of our business into another building that's about 200 feet away. Want to know if there's any good Wi-Fi repeaters that will go about 200 feet. Been looking on the internet, can't find any help. I'd appreciate if you could give some insight.
Well, Pat, glad you thought about Into Tomorrow to give you help, because that's what we're here for. There are some repeaters that can travel that far if there's clear line of sight. But as the distance grows, things get less and less reliable. Anything in the way, even a small tree, can kill the signal at the other end when long distances are involved.
Yeah, a better solution for you may be an end-to-end network with a directional Yagi antenna on each building, each pointed straight at the other, with an access point attached to each antenna that put out its own network on that end. Now, the setup is not as simple, and it will be more expensive, but it also has a much better chance of working. Wi-Fi is probably not going to be realistic if there are obstructions in the way, and even without them, the signal may be pretty difficult to use.
However, there does exist a powerful RTAC88U from Asus, which is a top-notch product for a router. This can provide reliably high speeds throughout an entire home, covering areas up to 5,000 square feet.
Nice.
You can place this at the highest point of your building and make it point straight to your other building, which is 200 feet away. The dimensions of it are 6.5 by 30 by 18.8 inches, and it weighs approximately about 2.6 pounds. So yes, it's not really a small device, but it can provide the capability of sending signal to your needs.
Very cool. So, Pat, there's yet another suggestion for you. Let us know if that works. Again, our show notes are always there for you at intotomorrow.com, where we'll meet you. And for any tech questions, call us at 800-899-INTO anytime.